Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Samantha Fritz, FRITZ-Acholes, ACHOLES. I've been asked to perform a fitness for duty evaluation on Samantha Fritz-Acholes. This was based upon her conduct in the workplace on several different occasions. These included appearing under the influence of narcotics, comma, prescribed or other, close parentheses, comma, falling asleep during work at her desk and while standing up, comma, slurring her words, comma, swaying back and forth, comma, and having dilated pupils, period. She currently describes being a 31-year-old woman who was accused of being under the influence while at work, either through alcohol or drugs. Perchi relates she had two negative drug tests done concurrent with those episodes. Perchi asserts she has been going through a, quote, bunch of BS, exclamation point, end quote. She does see a chiropractor named Dr. Aretian, A-R-E-T-I-A-N, period. She admits that she had a DUI violation in approximately 2016. Period. She attributes this to being on Sudafed and having worked overnight. Period. She was driving to her second job. Period. Her license was suspended for 30 days at that time. Period. She denies being diagnosed with alcoholism or substance abuse. Period. New paragraph, between 2018 and 2022, she was a stay-at-home mom. Period. She returned to work for income. Period. She does have a baby that is 3 years old and goes for in-home babysitting, period. However, this child has also disrupted the examinee's sleep, period. In terms of her occupational history, she relates that she actually works at both the high school and middle school each day with a partner, period. There is a lunch period for one half hour, period. First hour of her day is spent at the high school and the second at the middle school, but she then has 1/2 hour for lunch. The next half hour, she walks the halls in the high school and middle school, which are attached, period. The next hour, she observes the girls' bathroom and boys' bathroom, as well as the halls, period. She does these activities on her own without a partner, period. A significant amount of her position involves walking and sitting, period. She does admit to being diagnosed with herniated discs in her neck and lower back in 2009, period. She also carries a diagnosis of depression and anxiety, period. She has been on prescription medication since the 2009 accident. She also underwent many injections, but no surgery. She states that her physician told her not to pursue this, even though she wanted to. Period. Even now, she takes oxycodone, 20 milligrams, 4 times per day, and morphine, 100 milligrams, twice per day for back pain. She takes cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams twice per day for muscle spasm. Perrottet reports being diagnosed with fibromyalgia and takes Lyrica 100 milligrams 3 times per day without any precipitating injury. Perrottet takes clonazepam 1 milligram twice per day for anxiety and depression. Period. The oxycodone, morphine, and clonazepam are prescribed by a pain specialist named Dr. Avetian, A-V-E-T-I-A-N. Period. She relates she takes her pain medications only after work. Period. Clonazepam and cyclobenzaprine are prescribed by Dr. Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L. Period. She is married with 3 children. Period. Her husband works from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and she reports having no help with her children. Period. This somewhat contradicts her description of having in-home babysitting. Period. In paragraph, there are limited records documented for my review. Period. The show is Fritz Okoli's had a urine drug test taken at WorkNet on 9/28/22. Period. Was positive for AMP / MAMP, but negative for the remaining substances. Period. This was reviewed by a medical review office, a physician named Dr. Tony, T-O-N-E-Y. Period. The test type was, quote, reasonable suspicion / reasonable cause, period, end quote. It was collected on 9/23/22. Period. Another urine specimen result for an e-screen was taken on 12/13/22 for, quote, reasonable suspicion / cause, period, end quote. It was positive, scratch that, it was negative for benzodiazepines and opiates despite her current description of the medication she takes, period. It was negative for any other substances, including amphetamines, comma, marijuana, comma, PCP, comma, barbiturates, comma, methadone, comma, MDMA / MDA, comma, and methadone. The overall disposition was interpreted as, quote, negative, end quote, by physician medical review officer Dr. Alexander. Period. On 12/13/22, she underwent breath alcohol testing at Concentra with a result of 0.000. Period. That same day, she had a physical examination at Concentra by Dr. Hun, H-E-Y-N-H. Period. He indicated Ms. Fritz Okoli's could work without limitations or restrictions. Period. This would, in my mind, have addressed the results of the 2 aforementioned drug tests, and she was allowed to return to work. Period. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears normal, heart normal, lungs normal, neurologic normal. There were no intravenous drug abuse scars or recent puncture wounds in the antecubital areas. Period. Next section, impressions. There's been concern over Ms. Fritz Okoli's behavior on several occasions while at work. Period. These consisted of the aforementioned observations. Period. She did have urine, drug, and breath alcohol testing, as noted above. Appear there were some discrepancies in them. Period. She admits that she has been found napping in her car. Period. Her new paragraph. She states that her 3-year-old sleeps between 7 and 12 p.m., awakes from 12 to 1, and falls back asleep, and then awakens between 4:30 and 5:30. Period. The examiner indicates that she had mistakenly taken her child's Adderall, leading to the amphetamines found in her drug test. Appeared it kept her awake all night. Appeared 4 days later, she received accusation number one. Appeared she had 30-day suspension without pay. Appeared she did see a substance abuse professional. Period. There were no additional positive drug tests or drug tests taken at all. Period. About three weeks later, accusation number two occurred. Appeared she saw the school nurse. Appeared she was sent to the lab for a breath alcohol test. That was negative. Appeared she also had a urine drug test. After which she was out of work for 3 to 4 weeks waiting for the results. Period. She returned to work on 12/30/22. Appeared on 1/12/23. Another accusation was filed. Appeared she was observed to be nodding off and had been placed out of work since. Period. She admits that upon the completion of substance abuse professional recommendations, she herself authorized permission for random testing to take place. Period, however, this has not been done. Period. On 2/6/23, she may have been over-medicated and there were reports of suspicious behavior for which she had seen the SAP program. Period. New paragraph. On 2/6/23 at 1:30 p.m., I had a telephone call recommending immediate testing upon concerns about her behavior. Period. I pointed out that certain drugs can degrade quickly in the urine over time. Period. Her presentation may reflect high doses of prescription pain medications or the other lifestyle issues noted above. Period. I suggested you contact the attorney for the school district to decide whether certain administrative actions may be in order, since on the basis of the information available to me, Ms. Ritzicoles is currently fit for duty in her position as a school monitor. Period. And that will be the end.